Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Fixing Michigan's roads and bridges should be done so as to gradually improve the overall quality of them every year, while also minimizing long-term total costs. Unfortunately, that is not how the Michigan government is handling this issue. Instead, it is being treated as a political action to buy votes in future elections, with the result that the condition of the infrastructure suffers and taxpayers pay higher long-term costs. Roads and bridges wear out. Their lives are extended by the level of maintenance. Both the construction of them and their maintenance cost money. However, it is now understood what is the optimum level of maintenance to prolong the lives of the infrastructure for satisfactory performance at minimum long-term cost. For too long, this was not how Michigan roads and bridges were repaired. Instead, maintenance was deferred to minimize current year expenditures, with the result that the infrastructure deteriorated so that it was more costly to fix or needed complete replacement years before necessary. Under Michigan's prior governor, Michigan's road budgets grew substantially. This was a step in the right direction of reducing long-term costs. But when the legislature attempted to continue this common-sense enhanced funding under Michigan's current governor, using funds from the state's growing tax collections, the growth in expenditures was vetoed by the current governor. The reason given for the veto was that the growth in funding did not result from a tax increase or an issue of new bonds. So, Michigan's roads and bridges generally degraded over the past 3 years. This has the effect of increasing long-term cost. But now that there is a gubernatorial election this year, suddenly the current governor is willing to expand the budget for roads and bridges. But the governor will not tell Michigan's voters and taxpayers that this stop-and-start strategy is detrimental to the long-term well-being of Michigan residents. It's time to take politics out of improving Michigan's roads and bridges. The state could copy Indiana's example of leasing expressways to the private sector. Doing so would have the effect of improving our roads and bridges while minimizing long-term costs to the public. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.